The Syrian Arab Red Crescent has failed in its attempt to evacuate journalists trapped in the opposition stronghold of Homs. Their efforts came as authorities in the country announced the results of a referendum on political reform. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Another day of conflict in Homs on Monday left yet more people dead in the Syrian city. The continued bombardment has made it difficult for aid groups to enter the area in order to evacuate those injured. The Syrian Arab Red Crescent made it into the city on Monday, which is an opposition stronghold, to deliver aid, but their efforts have been hampered by the security situation. Among those still in Homs are two foreign journalists and the bodies of their two colleagues who were killed last week. According to the Red Cross, they had not managed to get them out. As the death toll rose in Syria, authorities announced the passing of a referendum held on Sunday that authorities say is a step towards political reform. However, in an interview with CNN, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reiterated the call for Bashar al-Assad to step aside and for the Syrian opposition to work together.
We have a lot of contacts, as do other countries, a lot of sources within the Syrian government and the business community and the minority communities. And our very clear message is the same to all of them. You cannot continue to support this illegitimate regime because it's going to fall. So be part of an opposition that can try to have a path forward that will, you know, protect the rights of all Syrians.
The referendum allows, at least in theory, for the opening of the country's political system. It approves a new constitution which allows for a multi-party system in Syria, which has been ruled by the Ba'ath Party since it took up power in a coup in 1963. Many Western countries have dismissed the vote as a farce meant to justify the regime's bloody crackdown on dissent. Syria's main opposition groups boycotted the vote, and violence elsewhere prevented polling. I'm Lydia O'Kane.